Welcome to the Beneath Ceaseless Skies audio fiction podcast, featuring short stories from Beneath Ceaseless Skies online magazine. For literary adventure fantasy by authors such as Marie Brennan, Aliette de Bedard, and Richard Parks, visit our magazine's website at beneath-ceaseless-skies.com. Episode 353, My Sincere Apologies for the Demon, by Adrian Ward, from issue number 443 of Beneath Ceaseless Skies. Adrian Ward is a student and writer, originally from North Carolina. His fiction has appeared or is forthcoming in venues including Apex's blog and Beneath Ceaseless Skies. You can find him online at adrianwardwrites.wordpress.com or on Blue Sky at Adrian Ward Writes. Thank you for listening to the Beneath Ceaseless Skies audio fiction podcast, a three-time finalist for the Ignite Awards. In 15 years, we've published 900 stories and 350 podcast episodes. But we need your help so that we can keep paying our authors a professional rate for their great stories, paying our submissions readers an honorarium, and paying our audio narrators. Please visit the BCS Patreon to see how you can support us and get your name listed as a person at arms of BCS, a vizier, or even a royal. Our parent company, Firkin Press, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so your donations to BCS through Patreon are tax deductible as allowed by law. You can find it at patreon.com/beneath_ceaseless_skies. Thank you so much for your support. The text of this story is copyright 2025 by Adrian Ward. The audio recording is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. You may copy or share the MP3 so long as you retain the attribution to the author, but you may not sell it and you may not alter it or transcribe it. My Sincere Apologies for the Demon, by Adrian Ward. Dear Frederick, I hope that this letter finds you well. I write regarding the matter of my attempted summoning of Erimodius, the sixth of his kind, destroyer of worlds, embodiment of burning, at the March 6th meeting of the Doriel Warlock Gentleman's Circle. It was not my intention for Erimodius to destroy the circle's meeting room, despite what Gray claims. He is, as someone of your caliber is surely aware, a liar, a fool, and largely talentless besides. In fact, a large part of my decision to summon Erimodius was due to Gray's goading, the rest the effect of the most excellent liquor that you provided. I really must know where you sourced it from, as I have never tasted such perfectly spiced brandy, though that is a question for a later juncture. Regardless, neither the goading nor the liquor is an excuse for my foolishness, and I write in hope that you might accept my most sincere apologies. Regarding the banishing of Erimodius, you shall, I expect, be most pleased to hear that he has been returned to the realm of flame. With the aid of the Parthiet Warlock's Gentleman's Circle, additional seals have been placed on the realm in its entirety until such a time as Erimodius ceases banging on the gate. It may currently be more difficult to summon minor spirits of flame. You may rest assured that such difficulties are temporary. Regarding the damages done to the circle's meeting room, I have assigned 36 minor entities, primarily spirits of the damned, to conduct repairs. They have been instructed to work without pause and are expected to complete their work within the week. Once they have done so, you may keep them, absorb them, or dispose of them as you see fit. Consider them a minor token of apology from me. Regarding the 95 plates, 63 glasses, 5 tables, 42 chairs, and sandalwood bar smashed by Erimodius, the 3 carpets and 6 sets of drapes incinerated by Erimodius, the 6 waitstaff eaten by Erimodius, the 19 bottles of brandy shattered by Erimodius, you really must introduce me to your supplier, and the various silverware, cooking utensils, and mantelpieces melted by Erimodius, please find enclosed a check to the amount of 950 RON. If such compensation proves insufficient to return the circle to its former state, you have my full permission to request more of me as needed. I beg your understanding and forgiveness regarding the damages, and, if I might be so bold, would humbly request my reinstatement to the gentleman's circle at your earliest convenience. My sincere apologies for the demon, Edward. Dear Edward, I am well, and I hope that this letter finds you the same. Regarding your last letter, to begin with, I humbly thank you for your compliments regarding my choice of liquor. It is known as Mariah's Kiss and is imported and sold by a man named Percival. You may find his shop on Lindis Street. It has a sizable red awning and a statue of a drunken satyr outside. Please note that it may take up to half a year for him to source your shipment. Half the payment is due in advance, the remainder upon delivery. Regarding your check, it has proven sufficient to repair the circle. Find enclosed a return check to the amount of 64 RON and 8 SOL, which was the balance not required for the purpose of repairs. Your donation of minor spirits has been most welcome. Now that the repairs have concluded, we have taken to using them as waitstaff. As for your reinstatement to the circle, I must regretfully inform you that that is not presently possible. I understand that Gray played a part in your decision, and he has been reprimanded accordingly. However, as you are surely aware, a warlock is not to be ruled by their emotions, and certainly not by the emotions of others. In addition, the circle's rules, as you are certainly aware, prohibit the summoning of entities of a rank higher than 5 for the duration of meetings or inside the circle's meeting room. Eremodius has, of course, been designated by the National Association of Warlocks as rank 8, considering the difficulty of controlling him as well as his destructive capacity. In our proud 3-century history, Doriel's circle has rarely seen its rules broken, and certainly never in such a public manner. This point of pride is now dashed, as the Parthiet Warlock Gentleman's Circle has already begun to take every opportunity to remind us. Your summoning of Eremodius was a reckless decision in addition to a foolish one, made catastrophic by your inability to control Eremodius upon summoning him. You disregarded the circle's rules, and the circle has suffered for it. None of the above reflects the qualities which our circle seeks from its members. For the aforementioned reasons, I am unfortunately forced to reject your request for reinstatement. Regards, Frederick. Dear Frederick, I am gladdened to hear that you are well and that repairs to the circle have progressed smoothly. I thank you for the reference to your liquor cellar. I was recently able to put in for a shipment of Mariah's Kiss, arriving in October, as well as several other exotics, which I have rarely seen sold. Your man is truly impressive in his ability to source imports. Regarding the matter of my reinstatement, I must express my disappointment. While I understand the impact of my mistake, it is only that, a drunken mistake. It seems somewhat excessive to remove me from the circle permanently for it, particularly considering my attempts to correct all damages caused by Eremodius. I am more than willing to send additional funds, if that is necessary. With regards and a humble request for your forgiveness, Edward. Dear Edward, I am glad that you encountered no difficulties in placing your order with Percival. It cheers me to know that the quality of his wares has been recognized. Regarding your reinstatement to the circle, I must again inform you that it is not presently possible. Your remorse has no bearing on the matter. Though the circle is of course grateful for your efforts to assist in the rebuilding, the main problem at hand is your disregard for the circle's rules, the second, your easily spurred emotion. As I have written previously, the Doriel Circle requires that its members have respect for the rules and a modicum of self-control. If you simply insist on once again becoming a member of a circle, for the sake of the prestige that comes with it, I might suggest the Parthiet Warlock Gentleman's Circle. We do not require additional funds. While I am sure that you do not intend your offer to be a bribe, it could be construed as one, which would be unbecoming for the both of us. As such, I respectfully ask that you cease offering, and I personally request that you no longer contact me regarding this matter. Regards, Frederick. Dear Frederick, I hope that this letter finds you well. I apologize if my conduct has been a bother. Ha! As though I would bend my knee even more. Allow me to start over. Would that this letter finds you dead. I write regarding the matter of your repeated refusal to reinstate me to the Doriel Warlock Gentleman's Circle. That someone such as I has had to so debase myself in a simple attempt to be reinstated is ridiculous. While I understand that the majority of the circle are fat-headed fools, I had hoped that you might prove more reasonable than they. One such as I joining the Parthiet circle? That is a base insult. At best, they may again be helpful in banishing Eremodius after your funeral proves an apt opportunity for him again to burn Doriel, this time to the ground. And that you would waste the entities I gifted you on serving food? While I understand that my wit and talent outstrip yours, I had hoped that you would at least prove somewhat creative in using them. I do expect that they have at least served as proper murderers. Ha! I hope that you screamed at the feel of their hands around your neck. I intend to reanimate your corpse, Frederick. Perhaps you will prove a fine pourer of spirits once you're little more than bone. You may pour me a glass of Mariah's Kiss, and I will drink to your death. With poor wishes and laughter, Edward. Dear Edward, the circle and I have taken great amusement to your last letter. It is, of course, a fascinating novelty, receiving insults and threats from a dead man. And it is laughable. You think that I, head of the distinguished Doriel Warlock Gentleman's Circle, would fall victim to such a small group of petty entities? The very notion is absurd. That you should presume yourself more powerful than me, doubly so. It is an insult, which I forgive in light of your death. You think yourself the more talented between us, and yet your would-be assassins were powerless before me. Though I suppose that rank two entities may seem a threat to someone of your caliber, someone such as I could never be done in by mere corpse wraiths and soot imps. You style yourself a brilliant warlock, and yet you failed to sense my own summoned entities, rank three fiends, of course, to a warlock of my abilities, controlling them is a simple matter, even as they crept about your liquor cabinet. And you boast of your knowledge of liquors, but you proved incapable of detecting their artful addition of poison to your quite premature victory toast. Put simply, you are a fool. The poison is known as Champion's Bane. It is distilled and sold by Doriel's own Grey, whose talent, it must be noted, far outweighs your own. Typically, there is a lengthy waiting list, but for you, he gladly offered me a vial from his own supply. He tells me that it is an exceptionally violent death, one that sets the victim to infantile sobbing and wailing until their breath finally ceases. I believe that suits you. There will be no toasts at your funeral. Indeed, I would be surprised if you had even a single mourner, considering that the circle will not be in attendance. You have been arrogant, even before you were expelled from the circle. Grey is not the only one who swiftly came to dislike you. You forget that expulsion from the circle requires a majority of votes, and you managed to be expelled without even a single voice raised in protest. I must regretfully inform you that my corpse will not be pouring you glasses of Mariah's Kiss. Rather, it is yours that will be used as a member of the circle's waitstaff for so long as I find your presence sufficiently amusing. Congratulations on your posthumous readmission to the circle, Frederick. My Sincere Apologies for the Demon by Adrian Ward. From issue number 443 of Beneath Ceaseless Skies. For 17 years of literary adventure fantasy, almost 1,000 stories, and 400 podcast episodes, by authors such as Nevo, Aliette de Bedard, Thomas Ha, Anne Leckie, Evgenia Triantafielu, Sarah Pinsker, Rachel K. Jones, Carolyn M. Yoakum, and Isabel J. Kim, visit our magazine's website at beneath-ceaseless-skies.com.